Are you good?
Oh, yeah.
Colors of the world, every boy and every girl. What the hell was that?
Miss a week.
Because I didn't turn up the space here. That's what it was.
Oh, okay. Your subconscious was saying, hold on, Mike, you're forgetting something.
My synapses are going.
You're forgetting step.
Every boy, every girl, people of the world, allow me to welcome you to this place of love, the only place that you will find two blokes from upstate New York talking all things and everything Spice Girls from A to Z as a God. My name is Mike Martin, and I cannot do this alone because I can't talk about Spice Girls by myself. Otherwise, nobody would listen because I can only do it with my best buddy to talk about Spice Girls with. His name is...
I'm Brent Kelly.
Brent Kelly, how are you?
I'm doing well. Will you stop fading out?
I can't help fading out. That's how today is. We are fading out nonstop. I am great. Thank you for asking.
Yes.
It's springtime in Syracuse. It's fantastic. The windows are open. If you hear airplanes,
yeah,
it's because the windows are open.
Yep.
And we're lucky enough to finally have spring.
Yeah.
It's me knocking on wood there.
Whereas like 3 days ago, it was 30 degrees again.
Yep.
So.
Totally. But that's not today.
It's spring
today.
That's right.
It's good vibes. And we're going to be... I'm sorry. I'm very anti this fade out today. We're here to talk about...
We just watched the music video, and one of us had a problem with how long and severe the fade out was.
I'm a little... I like Candy. I like cheerful songs. I like Mel C. She hits me right in the... she's like, watch this, Mike, and gives me a low blow right at the end of everything.
I know the one thing that will set him off.
Oh, man. We're here to talk about I Want Candy by Mel C.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
And I'm not complaining about anything in this situation.
Nope.
Outside of the last 30 minutes, however many...
of the song?
However long that lasts. Because, my gosh, that's okay. Because she doesn't do it live, does she? No, we'll get to that.
We will get to that.
No!
All right, so yes.
Well, that's what we're here for today, folks.
Exactly. Melanie C. Boy, we get a week off because I'm sick and things are just going off the rails.
Spunky.
Numbers. We have numbers.
Yes.
So this is her second single off her fourth album, which is called This Time.
Mm-hmm.
And this time it's actually released in the UK.
Hey!
First time in a while.
Melanie.
Yeah. Exactly. It was a soundtrack of a 2007 movie of the same name, I Want Candy, starring Carmen Electra.
Yes.
Now, it did... quote unquote only get to number 24 in the UK since we're talking numbers. It
Why got quote to unquote.
Well, because there's a quote on Wikipedia here says that Melanie split her time between the UK and Europe where she was promoting The Moment You Believe, and as a result, this single was not heavily promoted and reached number 24, although on the physical chart it did reach number 7.
Listen to that.
So I think that's pretty good.
Yes, Mel C. Yes.
And then in Exactly. And then it got to number 9 in Denmark, Italy, and Scotland. All those are number 9 exactly, which is kind of interesting. And I think this has got to be the first time ever in the numbers segment we have number about the music video, because I saw this on the Wikipedia page.
Okay.
The video instantly grabbed the number 1 spot on YouTube with 200,000 hits in its first day.
Is this the first YouTube fact that we have?
I think it is. I really think it is.
Of all the Spice Girls history that we've talked about,
yep.
All the music videos that we've reviewed,
yep.
All of the alien theories, all of the rigmarole, this is... And we don't have I don't have a single alien theory coming into this one.
I don't either, man. Not on this one.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, our first like actual YouTube number to go with all the other stuff.
The timeline is catching up to us.
It is. You're right. We're reaching more recent times if we're talking about YouTube as an actual fact and figure.
Look at us. We're so nostalgic.
Exactly. Yeah. So I mean, the song itself, everybody knows I Want Candy.
Yes.
It's been covered a billion times. I was scrolling through the page just again a couple minutes ago. It's even been covered several times just in the UK.
Sure.
So it may be even in their consciousness more than ours.
Yeah.
There's been several times it's been covered in the UK and done well. So it's a song that the people over there are definitely familiar with.
I mean, personally, if you were to ask me, that's a great karaoke song, too.
Oh, yeah.
I think
I just
have
100%.
Off the top of the nog. I mean, outside of, Don't Stop Believing.
Yep, that's a great one.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
mean, Spice Up My Life has, I mean...
Bohemian Rhapsody. You need a group. That's a good one you can do.
Again, you need a group, I think. Yeah. Well, I mean, unfortunately, I mean, not saying you need a group if you're Freddie Mercury, but...
Oh, yeah.
But if you're not Freddie, then you need a group to do that. Yeah, dang.
That would be a
What would be your Spice Girls karaoke song? Like, you're up on stage right now.
God.
Right you don't have to now, dance, so don't worry. If you do stop, it's okay.
Yeah, Stop would be a good one. But, I mean, like, back in the day, I would have chosen To Become One every time.
That's an awkward thing to look at. Right, it is, man. But
what an awkward song for karaoke. But
I would join you with it. It's okay. Like I would be your Mel C to your, or I would be your Emma to your Mel C right
Perfect.
There.
But
dang.
Well, all right. So you're on the stage right now. What are you?
I know that's what I'm going for. I think because of how much it pulls the person to listen to, I would say You'll Be There. I think that
great
would
choice.
Be
great
I,
choice.
I would like. Be able to if you
yeah you're right you can draw the audience
you
in with
can
that
totally
one.
Grab them that moment
absolutely let's get into the music video right away.
I apologize.
I imagine this is gonna be a bulk of what we're talking about.
Music
I love
video
it. I loved it. It was I didn't realize it was her first dancing video or video where she danced since the Spice Girls. She says that in one of the interviews I saw.
Sure.
And I had noticed that, which is kind of fun because we talk about the dancing for all the other girls. And I hadn't actually noticed that Melanie C hadn't done that up until this point.
If we go through all the. This is the first solo.
That's what she said. That's what she said.
I trust.
Yeah.
I mean, thinking back in my head, she's always going through the discovery phase, the discovery phase. And it's weird to think that because in the Spice Girls, it seems like who she is in the Spice Girls is who she wants to kind of get, like, encompass, like, that proud, confident, sporty girl.
Yep.
And maybe that's kind of what caused the. Personal stuff is she was like, I was that person on stage. How do I become that person?
Sure. Yeah.
And that makes sense.
Her videos, she's done a lot of walking or standing and singing.
The feels.
Yeah.
You get the feels.
Correct.
The empowerment.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting. Yeah. This video, I'm because this came out, what, 2007?
Yeah-ish? Yep.
So that's after Maybe came out from Emma.
Yes.
I feel like she took a little umbrage and
100%.
Like, just like,
yep.
Oh, let's go for it.
Yep.
Let's go for it.
One of my notes here is just reminds me of Maybe.
Yeah. It totally has that vibe.
100%. And I love that. Love that.
Very much so. And she's embracing something she hasn't embraced, whether it's, if she calls it a dancing video, but it's a dancing, but it's seductive.
It
is a sexual
absolutely.
Video.
I just made another note when we just rewatched it here a few minutes ago. It reminded me of the scene in the movie when they're playing each other.
Because
it almost feels like
she's
Melanie Posh? C playing someone else.
Yeah.
She's playing a Jerry or an Emma.
Yeah.
Because how many times have we talked about, oh, we got another Jerry music video or we got another Emma music where they're zany and off the wall.
And you think about a Mel C video and you think, all right, well, she's going to be walking under a bridge.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's going to be and slow motion singing. You're going to get the vibe. I get it.
Yeah.
This one is not that.
No, this is her tapping into the weird stuff that we haven't seen from her before.
For a soundtrack for a movie that stars Carmen Electra.
Yeah.
That's about, I mean, did you like.
No, I didn't read the synopsis at all.
I watched the red carpet.
Okay.
Of what the movie is. Mel C's in that, does an interview about it.
Oh, cool.
And. It's basically about a DIY, you know, indie porn company.
Oh,
long story
okay.
short. Yeah.
All right.
Starring Carmen Electra.
Okay.
And they're trying to film things and trying to get the ground running. And, like, they're filming. The parents come home. They're like, oh, snap.
Okay.
Get downstairs. Yeah. Get downstairs. Everybody.
Yep.
So it's very much like it. Like, and Mel C said it. And it's stated in one of the interviews that we get to when she does the live performances where the Good Morning TV, GMTV, where he calls it filthy.
Oh,
and
yeah, sure.
She's like, oh, I don't think it's quite filthy. It's a cheeky film
okay.
about.
Yeah.
And she said, I thought it was a cute movie, and I was more than happy to do the,
cool.
the soundtrack to it. So it's like a full on. It's Zach and Mira Make a Porno, basically.
Okay. Yes.
In some form.
Yes. I gotcha. Yep.
UKized.
Yep.
UKized.
Yeah.
Got it.
Sure. Yeah. United Kingdomized. And you know what? Cheeky is a good word for this too.
Yeah.
Because even in the video, she's playing much more sexy than we usually see her. But it is a cheeky kind of sexy.
Mm-hmm.
And also in some of the live performances, she gets cheeky.
It's not. Yeah. I think Mel C knows she's not known to be that one.
Right.
And she's like, Well, then I'm going to overdo it.
I love it. And I mean, she leans into it. She's doing like hand moves like, oh, it's hot.
Yeah, she leans into it.
Close-ups of her mouth as she's saying things.
Oh, like the whole just like lip shot.
Yes,
like,
exactly. The lip shot. She's wearing black spandex.
She doesn't do that. That's not Mel. And you can tell she probably wasn't comfortable doing it because she does everything she does before and after this music video is back
not,
to Mel
not
C.
This. Yeah, not this. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I wonder though, like, did she enjoy for 1 week or however you want to picture the time frame, kind of playing someone else?
That's got to be the case. I mean? That has to be the case because, I mean, and that's like just an interpersonal question. Like, I'm not your therapist today, but how would it feel doing that for a week?
Right. Yeah.
I think it would be great.
I think so too. Like, and especially because she's kind of off the hook because it's not her song.
Uh-huh.
She didn't write this.
No,
she doesn't have to back up the lyrics or anything. She's covering a fun song that everybody knows.
For a soundtrack of a movie?
For a soundtrack of a movie.
Album?
Exactly. So she can say, hey, somebody approached me, asked me this. And I said, that would be a great laugh. Let's do it.
Boom.
Dude, that's got to be fun.
Because you think in a pop star's time frame, this is, you know, promoting it, all that kind of stuff. You produce a song, probably a day or two in the studio doing it.
Yep.
Somebody mixes and masters it. And then you have to go on a tour to promote it in some fashion, playing just that single.
Yep.
Maybe it's lip-synced or not.
Yep.
2 months, maybe.
Sure.
2 months of your life to do that.
Yep. And we've talked about that. These little time capsules we get from the girls where sometimes this is the only time they perform this song ever, which I think is the case with this one, too.
I have all my notes being 2007.
Yeah, me too. just a couple more notes I had about the video. There's... I really enjoyed just the choreographed dance moves. Like I said, very Maybe-esque. A little Single Ladies-esque. Beyonce.
Yeah.
There's a couple like she's doing
the shimmies.
The arm shimmies, yeah. And then the guys are in riot helmets.
Yeah.
Some of the girls are dressed kind of like Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah.
The best analogy I could get out of that. Nothing against any of her other music videos because they always fit the song, right? Sometimes
Cherry.
Maybe not. Yeah, that's true. This is the first time, at least in my notes, that I said, "Man, I'm coming out of a music video excited to see what she's gonna do with the lives."
Uh huh. Oh.
Whereas I have felt that with some of the other girls, Jerry M. I'm like, okay, how are they gonna do this one live? Because the music video is bonkers. So I go into the lives. If you're ready to talk about those,
yeah, go for it.
The first one I watched was Buona Domenica.
Buona Domenica,
2007. That was not the right.
Not
my favorite one. I'll give you the spoiler right now.
Not in England. So
yep, correct.
That was the first one I watched. I'm like, uh-oh, she's doing it again.
Yep.
Not in England.
Right? It was like Italian, Spice Girls, Italian, Brian Adams, Italian, I Want Candy, Melanie C.
It was like WWE Kevin Dunn did a music.
Yeah.
Because there were camera angles.
Man.
Everywhere.
It's a weird setup. I don't think she was live.
No.
She's dancing by herself. The live band is like separated from her.
If you're treating it like it's a big blockbuster motion picture, I don't think Mel C deserves to be lip-songed in that situation.
No. Nope.
With Carmen Electra being the main star,
right?
Don't do Mel C dirty like that because that's a bit rude.
I agree.
That's rude. She wears heels a lot. Why?
Yes, actually, right. Yeah, yes.
Because the next note I have from the Al Murray show.
That's also the next one I watched.
2007. She's rocking heels.
Yeah.
In a live performance.
Yeah.
Again, 2 months. Change of pace.
Yeah.
Let's try this out.
That's a great point.
Let's see how this works.
Great point.
I want to play heels. I'm going to rock heels live.
Mm-hmm.
Watch me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do this live. And that one.
Yep. And she was live. She was singing live 100% with a live band behind her.
It concerned me because the drums seemed off in it for some reason.
Yeah. Sometimes I think that's just an audio issue on YouTube.
I think so too.
I think for some of these older, older.
I'm checking my Bluetooth when I'm listening to it. Like, is it me?
Yep.
Or is it? And I'm like, no, it's the video. And
I know if I'm sitting in my car watching a TikTok on my phone, it's coming through the car speakers, it's always off. It's always, it drives me nuts.
Nope.
Sometimes I'll turn my car off, open the door, shut the door so that the audio will come just through my phone.
It's just phone or nothing.
I do hate that disconnect.
I did it, now that we've come off of WrestleMania weekend, now that I got my new monitor, I like this. I like my new monitor. I love it. It's gorgeous, but the speaker's off, so I had to connect my new computer that I have has Bluetooth capabilities. And so I connected to my soundbar, and the sound was like 0.2 seconds off.
Oh.
And I was like,
Nope.
Yep.
And I, like, no one was home. I was just like, this is my, nope, I'm going to dismantle things. And I found an aux kit. Like, I needed it to be
Oh, yeah. No, So that's where. That stuff just, if I'm watching a TV show or a movie and the audio is off,
if somebody says the letter T and you see, like, the T happen, like, yeah. I'm like, nope. And that's what I think was happening with the drums here. And I think it was just the video.
I think so. Yeah. And here's the, because she's singing live, I actually, I don't know how you feel about this, I liked her performance better live here than in the actual single.
Yeah.
I think she's singing in a higher register in the single.
I get what you're saying.
And she's singing in more of her natural voice on this live performance. I love this one a little bit more. I love the other one too, but I love this one a little bit more.
It's a mindset of what's being produced for a future film.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a Spice Girls version of the song. It's very produced. So you're going to get Mel C not hitting the notes that she's like, oh, I could, hang on 1 second. I'm going to bust that out. And she does it live. And you get it way better than you do that.
To your point, I agree with that. The higher version probably matches the tone that they want for the movie and everything. A little more energetic, a little more. But man, when she took it down just a little bit, I enjoyed that quite a bit.
Did you watch? I'm guessing we watched the live together.
We probably watched all the same things.
GMTV?
Yeah. Yes.
Where he interviews her at first?
Yep.
I liked the live performance. I loved the interview first more.
It was a good interview.
Yeah. It was a good interview.
Yeah.
Like, she's the one that brings up the Spice Girls. He's like, I didn't even have to bring up the Spice Girls.
And I liked that because we've seen earlier in her solo career where she did kind of maybe get a little annoyed always being asked about it. This time, I think she's gotten to the point where she's embracing it more.
It's part of her personality.
Exactly. It's who you're getting. She's realized that she can be both a solo performer and a Spice Girl.
And the interviewer brings up the fact, he was like, oh, you're in this. The song, you know, da-da-da-da. It's a filthy song.
Yeah.
And she's like, filthy? Like,
right.
No, stop. And then he totally mislabels her label.
Oh, yeah,
he did. He calls it Red Label.
Red Label,
And she goes right out and she says, you mean Red Girl.
Red Girl, Red Girl Records,
She stood her ground in that exact moment.
Good for her, and good for her.
That was beautiful. I loved
it. It was. And I don't know if you noticed, that video that we both ended up watching was only uploaded 8 months ago.
Really?
Yeah. So 9 months ago, that wasn't even on YouTube. We would have never seen it. So thank you, Eric Carvalho, for uploading it.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, and I think
we should plug the episode of the podcast to Eric.
We should. I think it was run through a little upscaling, too, because it looked pretty good.
Yeah.
The quality was pretty nice.
Nice. All right. I have there's one more live I watch. It just says, Mel C, I want candy live.
Yep, I watched it as well.
Carrot, stick, carrot.
Mm-hmm.
Carrot. There's a crowd chant.
Yes.
They do a crowd chant. I think that's the first ever Spice Girl crowd chant I've ever heard.
You might be right.
Heard.
Yeah.
Which is super rad. Stick. Why are you fading out live?
Live fade out. Absolutely. I have that with an exclamation mark in my notes.
Snapping.
Live fade out.
Carrot. Crowd chant.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and it was a fun performance too. Another one where she's clearly having fun, and this one was interesting. I made a note on this. She's kind of doing a mix between the single version or the higher range and the lower version that she did in the Al Murray show. I actually did find a couple more. Radio Bruno Festival in Italy.
Ooh.
The video and audio were not great. Like, you would not download the version of that one and listen to it on your phone.
Sure.
But great crowd energy. She's singing live and she's having a fun. She had a really long. She's doing the I Want Candy, and just holds it for a minute, man.
She's Mel C, dude.
Yeah, and she's encouraging the audience to sing along. And this is where I actually put my note. She's getting cheeky up there. She goes, I want candy. and then she laughs at herself.
Don't ever look me in the eyes and do that ever again.
And then the crowd, big cheer at the end. And then one more Coca-Cola live from September 07. Again, she's laughing along. She's acapella-ing a little bit. She's laughing. She's having a great time.
Everyone needs to know now. You know that, right? Like, every time we do this, and it's like, is this the only time they played it live?
Yeah. It feels like another one of those little time capsules.
Melanie C. All right, Mel. Artist stats. Is this all of them? Is this ever? Like, she only preferred when you performed when you're gone. She's played Toxic before?
Oh, really?
Once. I went all the way to the bottom and...
Oh, man.
All right. So I went to setlist.fm.
Yeah.
Best place that you can find things.
Yep.
She, Mel C, while we look up the song, of course, but in Mel C's history, she has performed Toxic by Britney Spears. She's performed Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Oh, by that's Nirvana. Cool.
She's done a cover of Praise You by Fatboy Slim.
Really? Like, really?
She, it says she's done a cover of Pony by Genuine.
That's awesome.
What? Where? Wait, hang on. I gotta get. Is there? No, I don't want to play the song. No, I know what it sounds like.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Does it bring me to the? Paris in 2018, she played that. Praise You was Paris. Oh, was this when she was DJing? I'm wondering if that's when she was doing her DJ set.
That could be. That could be.
That makes a lot that more does sense. Make a lot of okay. Sense. Okay. Because in my search, and I searched the word candy. Candy doesn't pop up.
Interesting.
Are the versions that we're watching just TV televised?
They might have been. Now I think about it. Well, the last one seemed like it was in a concert though. I don't know. Like I said, it was like Coca-Cola Live. It was a big crowd. The Radio Bruno Festival in Italy.
I want you back is the only thing that pops up when you search for want. Search for candy, there's
interesting.
Nothing.
Interesting. Oh well, so I guess we know though. It never escapes this time period.
Yep.
Like it's never part of one of her concerts.
Huh.
Interesting.
That makes so much very sense about the Fatboy
I did find thing. A YouTube video of her cover of Toxic, though, so could watch that afterwards.
Fantastic.
Anyway, like overall thoughts, I thought this was fun.
Yeah.
It was really cool to see her going out of her comfort zone, kind of into the zone with the other girls cover.
Yep.
More than she does.
Change of pace for Mel C.
Change of pace. Total fun.
She needed it there. And then I'm sure the next song is going to be, you know, her overcoming something.
Yeah, that's yeah. It may be back to her tried and true kind of. Yeah, exactly. Like I don't watch the music videos. I've heard most of her songs because I've listened to all the albums.
Yeah.
But I don't go ahead and watch the videos ahead of time. So I watch them while we're preparing for this.
Yep.
So I've no idea. But it was very fun to get into this one. We're like I said, like Jerry Emma territory.
It is, yeah.
Highly choreographed, bright colors, sexy outfits.
The most un-Mel C thing ever.
Yeah, yeah. Yet she pulls it off.
I hope you enjoyed your 2 months and 2 days.
Yeah.
2 days recording and 2 months promoting.
Yep. Absolutely.
Seemed like shit.
Absolutely.
Yes.
If you had to pick a favorite part, though, from the whole I Want Candy experience,
yep.
What would it be?
My favorite thing. It sounds sacrilege, is Mel C being the first person to have the gumption of doing a fade out live.
Wow.
You know what?
I'm proud of you for that.
I feel like she made a decision not to just go out there and be spunky, but do a fade out live and look directly in the camera and say, that's for you, Mike.
That's true.
And then I was like, I got you, Mel C.
There was a point on this podcast where you said you hated fails because you couldn't do them live.
And she proved me wrong.
She proved you wrong.
That takes gumption, man.
It does. It really does.
Oh, what about you? What's your favorite thing?
Kind of talking about it, just finally seeing a weird over-the-top music video from her.
Sure.
Because I think we've even said, I'm quoting probably one of us or both of us saying, I don't think she could do a Jerry-esque video. And you know what? We were wrong.
Now, everybody else covers the song.
Yeah.
All five.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, you're going it. Yep.
Where does Mel C land if you watch the same music video with all five girls doing it separately? Separately. Each one does their own.
Yeah, no, I got you. Yeah, like in a vacuum. Mm-hmm. They don't know what the other girl's doing.
Vicky does one. Same video.
Jerry.
Boom.
Mel B.
Boom.
I mean, they all do one. God, I mean, I have to lean towards Jerry's would still be the most over the top.
Yep.
We saw her crawling on a conference table like a cat a few weeks ago.
We know Emma could do it too, though.
Yes,
with maybe.
Absolutely. Yes.
So it would be a coin toss between
you know
the
what?
Two.
Emma might go the other direction, though. She might go like super Baby Spice pigtails lollipop kind of.
Kind of creepy.
You know what I mean?
Then.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Now, as I'm saying it, I'm creeping myself out a little bit. But I feel like she might go a little that way instead.
Yeah.
And
good job, Sporty.
Absolutely.
Hey,
absolutely.
I can't
100%,
then.
100%,
I can't. 100%, well
100%,
done.
100%.
Puts us in a weird spot. Well, then. Yeah. What do you have a level of spice that you can give this?
I do. My spice level this week is 4 live performances that were fun and 1 Buona Domenica.
So many camera angles, man.
Yeah, I know, man. Like, I guess I don't know if I'm happy or sad. I watched that one first because I was so I was so hyped to go into the lives.
Nope.
And then that was by far my least favorite live. But then that means like, after that I liked them all. So yeah. You know what I mean? You get the bad one out of the way. Anyway, what's your spice level for I Want Candy?
I am rating this one indie film that we should show at a movie night sometime.
Ah, okay.
To hear some LC going on in the background.
I'm into that. Absolutely. Okay, we gotta walk.
Yes, let's stroll.
We're walking over. We're opening up the spice rack. We didn't open it all last week, so it's a little extra rusty. You're reaching in.
Yes.
Who or what or why are you pulling out as a spice of the week?
I am pulling out. I don't want to pivot mid podcast, but you know what? I'm going to stick with the original. I'm going to pull out Mel C sticking up for Red Girl later.
Ah, I like it.
Because the guy mispronounced it and she immediately just said, no, this has been my life's work.
Yep.
This is what I'm doing.
Yep.
This is who I am. It's Red Girl. Thank you very much.
Like that.
Let's go perform that song.
Absolutely. No, you're absolutely right. She got to promote and protect her own brand and all that stuff. 100%.
Do you, Mel C?
100%.
What about you? Yeah, I mean, do you want... I mean, it's all a version of Mel C that I have right here.
It's true.
It's all of the Mel Cs that I have in my hand.
It's
right
true.
Now. Every Mel C you've ever seen.
That's amazing.
Yes.
That's amazing. I am reaching in for a slightly different spice, though. I'm pulling Cheeky Spice because there, especially in the last couple of live performances I watched where she's laughing at it and going really over the top with the you know, I Want Candy. Love that.
Yes.
We have seen Cheeky Mel C before, but she's really laying into it for this whole experience. Loved it.
Getting the 2 months in.
Yes,
did it.
Exactly. All right. Merchant Spice of the Week.
March 2nd was the movie premiere. Al Murray was February 24th. Like, everything was right in that March,
I know, man.
2017.
Latest I got was the Coca-Cola Festival was in September.
Okay.
So she got maybe 6 months out of it, but that's about it. All right, so Merchant Spice of the Week.
Mm.
Like I said, sometimes I look for specific things.
Yep.
We've already done the Chupa Chips, so I wasn't going to do those again, but I did find, I had to go Spice Girls. Sometimes I try to do like just the individual girl, but I had to find Spice Girls. 1998 Spice Girls 5 sealed Cadbury Milk chocolate bars.
Ew.
Canadian import, though. Not a UK import, a Canadian import.
I'm so confused.
Right. There's one for each girl, so it's it is a set of five.
Are they flavored?
They're chocolate. I don't know.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know. Like, and then Mel
No. No individual flavors.
Mm.
But this picture, like, there's Sporty Spice kicking right at us, right next to Posh Spice, on their individual chocolate bars.
Unopened.
Unopened.
Okay. Fantastic.
Says they're sealed.
But fantastic.
How much do you think?
Chocolate bars, five of them.
Five chocolate bars.
A Snickers bar is like $2, so that's $10 for five of them. So let's do, add a little spice to it.
Always got to add a little spice.
$24.99.
Man, you were damn close.
$23 even.
$23 even.
With the
That was close. That was really, yeah, it's including shipping. That was real close.
I got some like prices right high right now, right? Man. Like,
all
right.
It's time for quote of the week. Which book you want?
Oh gosh, Mel C wants the first book.
First book.
Yeah.
All right.
Emma.
Emma, Victoria, Emma, Mel C, got it. Got it.
Oh, man.
Worst outfit.
Oh,
when I was about 15, I thought I was really, really trendy wearing a pair of very badly ripped jeans. They were quite sad.
What do you mean?
That's our quote of the week.
Why are they sad?
I don't know.
Ripped jeans. You know how difficult it is to find jeans?
That's true.
That are appropriate to your size?
That is true.
Mel C, 15-year-old Mel C.
Right.
Yeah, I'm yelling at you from...
But listen, ripped jeans were definitely the style back then, though, for
sure. They still
sure.
kind of are, aren't
yeah,
they?
I mean, that's true. They've come back around. You're
things
right.
Things are slowly coming back, man.
A lot of things have gone back
stock
around.
Stock up on your JNCOs.
Yeah, exactly. From our childhood have come back to the kids of today.
I just need a size 33, man.
Right?
I have a weird waist.
33? That is weird.
That's, I know! Thank you!
You can get a 32 or a 34.
No!
Yeah, 33. Between, interesting.
It's not interesting. It's difficult.
Well, yeah, I'm sure it is. The one living that life, I'm sure it's not interesting at all.
Come on, JNCO, sponsor us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we could have our first ever sponsor, JNCO jeans.
I would wear every pair of JNCO jeans they ever sent to me. Mm-hmm. I wore. Don't even. Yes. Yeah. Sorry.
Mike would have pockets big enough to hold all these books.
Can't. You don't even know what I'm packing. Spice Girls books.
Starts pulling out lunch boxes.
Don't worry about it.
Merchant Spice
of the Week. What do you want to learn from?
Exactly. I got 6 months worth of Merchant Spice of the Week in my pockets. All right, folks, you know what to do. Check out Nikolai Gonel's books on Amazon. There's
nine of them.
I'm sorry, Nikolai, I don't remember how many. Listen to Mike and Greg on Two Bandits Watching Bluey.
When he hits double digits, we can at least just say he's got double digits out there.
That's true. Yeah, he's getting close.
He's got to get to 100 before we can correct that. So good that works.
Lord.
See?
Give him like 5 years, he'll make it.
One more. One more book, and we'll be at double digits.
A lot of books. listen to Mike's solo album, Progress is Only Progress When Documented, on SoundCloud. Who do you want to come back with next week?
Who's left?
That was a few weeks ago when I did the...
The only person that you want to host a Spice Girls podcast.
Oh, thank you. Kelly, of course. We just did a Jerry, so we only have one Jerry with a video left. I think we have two Emmas with a video. Okay, Emma. Perfect. That makes sense. She has the most left, for sure.
Emma!
So we'll be back again next week with them. But until then, I am Brent Kelly.
I go by Mike Martin.
We love and appreciate you all, and thank you very much.
Spice up, you know.
Spice up your life!